This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Let's talk about something important. The weekend. What are you doing? If you need some help working out the details, our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to help out. She shares her picks for the weekend. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Why is it that weekends go by so fast? It's like they're on an accelerated time schedule or something.
They do seem to fly by. I guess it's that old adage, time flies when you're having fun.
Well, I think we should have an extra day. I'm advocating for a 4-day work week from now on.
Huh.
You know, we need more time to enjoy the Philadelphia Folk Festival that goes through the weekend.
I found a place to build my house.
It is a summer staple, and it's online this year.
It is, and I know it's disappointing to the many, many people who've supported it over the past 59 years, and particularly for those who love to do the camping. But the good news is you can buy a digital campsite so you and your folks can enjoy it over Zoom.
Virtual camping. I think that is very clever. You can still invite your friends to join you in that virtual world.
That's right, and the festival has a huge lineup of live and archived performances that you can access for up to a week afterward. It runs through Sunday with performances by Los Lobos, Rhiannon Giddens, Devin Gilfillian, who's right from Morton, Pennsylvania, and Philly's own Gangsta Grass, among many others.
The festival always has an impressive lineup, and tickets are available.
That's right, but there are tiers so that you can pay to see as little or as much as you want.
Good to know. Any more music on the horizon this week?
Well, this is a weekend of riches for music fans. WXPN is finishing up a week of Woodstock performances with the last one on Sunday featuring Jimi Hendrix. His performance, of course, was legendary, and there have been few to master the guitar like he did. But there is someone who's come close.
I'm pretty sure at this point in this conversation we're going to hear someone, a musician from Minneapolis, perhaps?
Well, Jennifer, how could you have ever known? That's right, the Philly Arts Collective is hosting their rescheduled tribute to Prince on Saturday at their Old City location. It goes from noon to 10 p.m. and will feature artwork for sale inspired by Prince. Masks are mandatory, temperatures will be checked, and capacity will be limited to avoid overcrowding. And it's $10 to $15 to get in.
I'm sure you will be there.
With my Prince mask on.
That's wonderful.
Now, if that's not enough music for you this week, I've got more. Lightbox Film Center is hosting its special online screening of the documentary Jazz on a Summer's Day. That starts on Friday night and goes through next week. Now, this documentary was filmed at the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival, and it features Thelonious Monk and Louis Armstrong, among other jazz greats.
There's a lot of good music this week. Anything else we should consider?
Eastern State Penitentiary reopens this Friday, and yes, Al Capone's cell is still open to visitors. Now, you will need a mask and a credit or debit card, as all transactions at the penitentiary will be cashless. Jennifer, you know they say the jail is haunted.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Well, if you say so. You know, they say the same about Fort Mifflin. If you're looking for an adventure, you can join Interstate Paranormal Research for an open investigation evening. Well, you can find out for yourself. That's happening on Saturday night from 7 p.m. to midnight. Now, I ain't scared of no ghosts. But yes, I am.
Yeah, that's definitely for people who are braver than I am. But for the intrepid souls who want to venture out, where can we find more information?
whyy.org/things to do. Have a great weekend, Jennifer.
Same to you, Tanya. Stay safe.